The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O
Lord. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be made known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Upon reading this gospel, my mind went to the words that St. John of the Cross's brother spoke of him. St. John's brother said, "It was impossible to encounter my brother and not be affected by the fire of love that dwelt in his soul. You couldn't meet my brother and come away unscathed by the divine love that he radiated." Almost every single person first encounters Christ in and through one of his disciples because they find something of him in us, whether it be his mercy or his peace or his love or his joy or his gentleness or kindness, and it makes them begin to desire him and seek him, which is why he says, "Don't hide that light." After Mass yesterday, in my homily, I used St. Therese's analogy of heaven, where she talked about the difference of souls as being different size containers that would receive, be full of water. She says a thimble or a glass or larger. And someone came to me after Mass and said, a person who was a theologian, and he said, "Father, you know, I love Therese's analogy, but I think there's one that's even better." He said, no offense to Therese, right? He said, "I think there's one that's better, and that is in heaven, everyone is a light, but a light of different wattage, right? And we all plug into the same source of infinite electrical power, but we have a difference in the degree to which we radiate that light. But there's no jealousy, there's no shame, there's no regret, because the light comes from the same source. And we can actually glory in the light of others because it's actually our light. We're all one body and we share in it." That light begins to shine here and now. We ask our Lord for the grace today that we might not hide his light, that we might not be embarrassed or ashamed to let it shine forth from us, and that it might radiate through us all the more.